All right. I'm gonna put me on a stack and say a few things here. One, regarding your spreadsheet and how much people raise, I know that you don't know how much I raise because we've gone through this a couple of times and you have been unable to find out. Part of the problem is that apparently you're only going by the Allegiance software, which apparently is only registering any donations for premiums. And so, yeah, so you tell me I raise nothing, and I say, hey, I've got people here whom I know personally who are saying they've donated. And we've had this over and over again, more than once for a while now. So if you're going to start hitting shows that you think raise nothing, you may stumble and take off some shows that do raise something because you just don't have a system set up to see ordinary donations that don't involve a premium. Two, yeah, I can get that these conspiracy hoax premiums really raise money. They also lower basically the integrity of the station in the eyes of listeners. One of the best ways to get listeners to get the hell away from your radio station and not come back is to insult their intelligence. And some of these premiums with conspiracy hoaxes, I won't call them theories, are insulting to the intelligence. But we play them, and I guess we make some money on them. But I think while we're making some money off, I don't know who the hell pays for this stuff, while we're making that money, we're driving other listeners away. And I don't think you'll do anything to change that, but I just had to say it. All right, now somebody wanted to have public comment, but I'm telling everybody, hey, everybody here gets to say something. If you want to say something, get on the stack now.
Yeah, Jim Dingman wanted to say something. I know Nancy
wanted
to say something.
We've all spoke. It was somebody who hasn't spoken yet who wanted to say something.
Nancy.
Yes, Nancy. Thank
okay.
you.
One second. Anybody else who hasn't spoken yet who wants to get on a stack and say something? Just one. Okay. And then I guess Dingman. Anybody else? I don't know how much time we have.
We have 4 minutes left.
All right. Who else wants to be on the stack?
Bruce.
Adriana.
And Adriana Kasanov. All right. That's enough for now. Nancy, go ahead.
Yes. I was a little bit alarmed when I heard that you're going to hire somebody for the What's Happening on Friday. Please be aware of, if you're not aware, in 2020 there was a PMD resolution to hiring freeze, even for replacement. And so it needs the permission of the PMD before you start hiring. Especially, I would think that since you have a deficit budget, as KPFT has, we shouldn't be hiring at this time. We need volunteers. Thank you. Back to you.
Okay,
Hello?
Next is Jim Dingman.
Oh, hold on,
Oswald. Berthold's answer. Let's let Berthold answer. Go ahead.
No. My answer was to your statement that WBA does not recognize donation on that if it's not a premium. Chris, are you on the call?
I'm here.
Can you please address that? Because I know that is not true, but I wanted you to be more specific as far as technically speaking to explain that.
Yeah, sure. Arthur, do you want to state what your concern is, and maybe I could just
address it specifically?
This is Chris
Gattilusa. Oh, Chris, the webmaster. Yes. What happens is on a couple of occasions here, Berthold has said he can account for all of this, and I've said, okay, account for mine, because I don't want to bother somebody else. Let him account for mine. And on those occasions, he's missed donations to the show. They're not donations that have a premium with them. They're just donations to the show per se. So he's missed
those. What do you mean by and we receive them and they're not.
He says we raised nothing when we know we raised something.
Well, difficult to say. We definitely, just to clarify one thing, we definitely accept donations when there is no premium associated with it. So people can call the call center or they can make a donation online and they can just donate toward your show, whether that's sustaining donation like a BAI buddy or a one-time donation. So those happen all the time. We see those all the time. In order for the pledge to be attributed to your show, the person needs to tell the agent, or if they're doing the donation online, they need to select from a drop-down list the name of your show. If they just call, even if it's during your time slot, and they say, I want to donate $25, and then, you know, that's it, then, you know, I won't necessarily know where to attribute it to, unfortunately. But if they call and they say, I want to donate $25 toward back of the book, then it will definitely be attributed to you. So that might be where the discrepancy lies. And online,
well,
we ask everybody to specify where their donation is being attributed to.
Well, I can tell you that the folks have told me they have done exactly that. But they have said,
well, you know,
the back of the book.
Because I want to make sure that donations are attributed successfully for everybody, obviously. I ask this frequently, and I rarely get any follow-up when people express these issues. If you could send me some examples of donors who have said they made a donation, we're not marking it, I can look it up. I could even go back in time and listen to the exact phone call that they made to see if they specified your show. And if they,
okay,
if they did and it's not correctly, I can follow up with the call center and I can raise all sorts of hell and tell them that they're not doing things correctly. We could address the issue with the agent, but I need examples or else I can't really help.
Okay, I'll start digging. And time has been called.
And that goes for anyone.
Motion
else
to exhaust
also.
The stack. Motion to exhaust the
if
stack.
You have, email them to
okay.
me. I will follow up with
okay, you. Chris, I'll send that to you.
Thank
can we
you,
get
thank
time?
You very much. And
okay, somebody else.
I said time.
I'm hearing other people say stuff, but time is
motion,
the thing we pay attention to right now.
Motion to exhaust the stack.
Okay, Berthold, are you talking over Jim Dingman right now?
Yes.
Please don't.
Because I brought Chris in for 2 minutes because he is taking care of his baby. And I wanted to tell him thank you that he can go now.
Yes, thank you. All right. Jim, you want to
motion to
you want to make a motion
stack.
To extend I you know exhaust the stack no give me a time
five
a
minutes.
Number with
five
minutes.
Minutes five
five
minutes.
Minutes okay the motion is to extend this item by 5 minutes. Okay, is there any objection to extend
it? Paul?
Yeah.
You have to remember that the actual meeting is supposed to end at 9:30, so...
Oh, you're right.
Only
well,
4 minutes after that, we have to approve that the meeting gets extended, okay?
Yes. All right,
okay.
So, Jim, you want to extend the time for this item by 5 minutes. Is there any objection to that? Hearing none, we're extended for 5 minutes... And it's 21:21, Mr. Timekeeper.
I've
okay.
Got it.
Let's see who was on there. Dingman, you didn't go, did you?
I did not.
All right, go ahead.
All right. I wanted to suggest that in the fundraising efforts going forth, due to the fact that we're going to be subjected to scrutiny from the Federal Communications Commission. Due to the complaint filed by folks in the West Coast, and we're probably going to get more escalation of that, that in terms of the fundraising, we try to reinforce the shows that are not doing well, both during the day parts, in the nighttime, and in the overnights. In other words, we try to pair skilled fundraisers with the shows that generally do not do too well, or are struggling and get replaced, put them together with Kathy, Michael, Tony, if possible, others who are better at pitching and can help that person pitch their time slot. Because I think, you know, it would be helpful to get to different shows. I hear complaints all the time that people don't have the opportunity, and I've heard these arguments, you know, the arguments we've heard for years about them not getting the premiums prepared or their thank you gifts or whatever. But let's give it a mass shot in the next couple of weeks and months, because we're going to have that scrutiny coming in from the FCC, and it would be to our benefit to have shows that are traditionally weaker. Let's give them a shot. Let's see how they do, because I'm well aware of how the different shows throughout the grid in New York and other stations, there's plenty of them that don't make any money. So let's try to give them a shot to make money. Thanks.
Okay, next is Bruce Greif. Go ahead.
Yeah, I appreciate the premiums as the only solution, but part of the problem is it just plays into what the West Coast is complaining about, you know, that BAI is a premiums-only radio station. So I think we need to be careful about, you know, going down that road. I think maybe the station could start generating some premiums, you know, like finding some books or talk to Real World about some movie tickets or whatever, and then, you know, pick up some of the slack. I've also heard from some producers that they don't really know how many buddies they have or what they did, you know, this week. So I think that's a problem that needs to be addressed. Overnight, there are a bunch of shows that actually don't do any pitching at all or even identify the station much at all. Maybe what you could do is go back to them and say, look, it's costing us money to put you on the air, so we want you to cover, you know, what it costs to put your show on the air. And the other problem with premiums, you know, if we were to go back and increase the membership, that would sort of kill two birds with one stone and also work for the CPB requirements. So, I mean, currently there's nobody in the station. There's maybe one board op, and that's it. Both Biden and Fauci had COVID. They've had every booster shot known to man. You know, Linda apparently came down with COVID. So I think we should take a hard look at putting the volunteers in the station in a separate room. There's only a board op in the station at any one time. Have them go through the MEMSIS database, call members that have dropped off, and call members whose credit cards were declined, and start working on the membership, because that longer term, that's the solution that you want. And then, you know, blasphemy, but maybe we should take a hard look at renting the overnight hours to a PSOA arrangement, because desperate times call for desperate solutions. And I don't want any answers. I'm just throwing the stuff out there. I don't want any answers. Thanks.
Okay, next is Adriana Kasanov. Go ahead.
Information quickly. I just forwarded the June 2022 BAI buddy to the finance committee. Anybody who is on the finance list can get that.
Okay, Adriana Kasanov, go ahead.
Well, first of all, I'm sorry that I wasn't that clear before, because when I was talking about, I personally and some of us personally are defending WBAI, and we think that will be a travesty really not to have WBAI. When I'm saying I expect your support, I'm talking about KPFT, and I'm saying that the same people that attacked you, WBAI, is the same people that are attacking KPFT and trying to get, you know, in charge, they are in charge of KPFT. On the other note is we have just a KPFT Finance Committee meeting before this one, and the committee, I mean, KPFT is doing better, but I want... you know, we need to open our new place. And part of what I was talking is when we When we let, I understand that it's a need for the managers and the personnel being able to work and not to have anybody breathing on their necks. But we have the obligation to be transparent. And one of the big problems that we are having that is not happening through the network. We have, and it's an open meetings, we have one station that have two or three times, I think, the personnel of any other or all the other stations together that was delaying 7 months the audit, you know. That is a real problem. The audit committee, Mr. Sobleton was in our meeting, and he asked us to send the audit committee, when I say us, a motion to the PMB to get the National Finance Committee to kind of investigate what are the problems in some of the stations that the information is not being sent on time. That is one of the things that I want to say. And I understand that WBAI have really almost no employees, and the same is happening in KPFT. We rely on volunteers, but I want everybody to know that the general manager that was let go was in charge of one of the big grants that KPFT received, and we didn't use it yet for what I heard today. And the second point is I understand that we need to let people work, but we need to be clear. They are trying to pass a $10,000 without any authorization. The $5,000, like some of you already said, was never put in practice. And that is what is going on. Basically, it's not the laws that you put.
Point of
it's
order.
Not the motions.
Hold on. It's a point of order. What is it?
Yes.
Point of order. It's 9:30. It's time to adjourn.
Oh. It is, okay, it is 9:30. In order to go on, we are going to need a motion to extend the time of the meeting itself. And Mr. Timekeeper, how much time is left in this item? Mr. Timekeeper?
You said that was approved to 31.
So we did 5 minutes after. Of 21, so the time for the item is up. All right, so what we need to do, we need a motion to extend the time for the meeting, and then we need to get on with things. What happens next is now we're going to do start of the budget if available. The budget isn't available, so that's out. The next thing after the thing before that is discussion of underwriting for 20 minutes. So we would have to do discussion of underwriting 20 minutes and set next meeting date 5 minutes. So if somebody would like to extend
to
the time for the meeting by 25 minutes, that would help.
Paul, I'm going to move to extend 25 minutes, but I may lose my phone. So this is Jack DePalma.
I object.
Okay, hold on 1 second. Okay, extend the time for the meeting by 25 minutes, and somebody objects. So we're going to have to go to a vote on that. 25 minutes. And okay. All right. The motion is to extend the time for the meeting by 25 minutes. Please answer.
Are we making an amendment?
What would it be?
It would be to reduce the time from 25 to 10.
All right. Well, in that case, we're going to have other things happening because we've got it's 20 minutes for the underwriting alone, and then the thing we got to do is set the next meeting date. Unless people would like to skip to put set next meeting date in front of underwriting. We could do that.
I withdraw the amendment.
Okay. All right.
I
offer an amendment to extend for 5 minutes and set the next meeting date and then adjourn.
And I'll withdraw my 25 minutes, Paul. This is Jack DePalma.
Point of information, Paul.
Hold on.
Folks, to withdraw something requires unanimous consent of the whole membership, all right? So you could do that. All right. Jack, you want to withdraw the amendment, your motion?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Is there any objection to Jack DePalma withdrawing his motion to extend the time of the meeting by 25 minutes? Okay, it's withdrawn. Somebody wants to do some other amount of time.
To set the date of the next meeting and then adjourn.
Hold on.
Thank you, Kay.
Paul, I have an important... I just talked to Arthur Schwartz.
Okay, hold on a second. The motion is to extend the time for this meeting by 10 minutes and go to set next meeting date right away.
All right. It's to set the next meeting date and then adjourn.
Well, okay, if we extend the meeting by 10 minutes and go to next meeting date, it will probably go to that. Why don't we just leave it at to extend the time of this meeting, pardon me, by 10 minutes and go to set next meeting date. Is that okay?
I was saying 5 minutes, but if you want to make it
all right,
10.
Are you insistent that you want your motion to say go to set next meeting date and then adjourn?
And it's yes. Extend
right,
by 5 minutes, go to next meeting date and adjourn.
I thought you said 10 minutes for the meeting. 5 or 10, what you want?
5.
5, okay. Motion is to extend the time for this meeting by 5 minutes and go to set next meeting date and then adjourn. Is there any objection to that?
I object. I'd like to hear what the statement of the lawyer was.
Okay, so we're going here, and we're going to vote on this also. So let me write this down. And okay. All right. So the most is to extend the time for this meeting by 5 minutes, go to set next meeting date, and adjourn. Please answer up when you hear your name. Jack DePalma.
I'm going to pass.
Jim Dingman.
Yes.
Anita Hawkins. William Heerwagon.
Pass.
William Heerwagon. You're passing? Oh. John Hoffman.
Yes.
Noel Jameson.
Yes.
Pat Logan. R. Paul Martin. Yes. Mario Mastrandria. Matt Mazza.
Yes.
Carolyn McIntyre.
Yes.
Daryl McPherson.
Point of information, is a no vote against the motion?
Yes, a no vote is against the motion.
No.
Bertold Reimers.
Abstain.
Serene Roberts.
No.
James Sagerton.
Yes.
Jeffrey Stern. Jeffrey. Neil Voss.
Abstain.
Michael D.D. White.
Yes.
M.K. Williams.
No.
Adriana Casanova.
No.
Going back to people who didn't answer yet. Jack DePalma.
I'll say yes this time.
Anita Hawkins. William Heerwagon.
No.
Matt Logan. Mario Mastrandrea. Jeffrey Stern. Mr. Timekeeper, are you muted? We don't hear you. Jeffrey Stern. You're not responding. Okay. Da-da-da. Okay. 9-4, 5 against, 2 abstentions. It required a 2/3. It did not get a 2/3, which means with 5 minutes to go, I think the meeting just ended. Unless somebody has to come up with something.
Oh, Paul, we need a next appointment date, and that's that.
We don't have that time. Time is up. That's, people voted no. So...
Does somebody want information? I have an opinion from the voice.
Say the opinion, and then we got to go.
Let him say the opinion,
and then we'll continue with something else. Say the opinion. Get it out of the way.
The opinion is that someone has to submit their legal name.
Okay,
period.
Thank you. All right, so there we have
thank
that.
You.
Now, here's the thing. I think we might want to extend the time for the meeting by 2 minutes and set next meeting date and adjourn. Or if we don't do that, we're adjourning right now and I will poll the committee for when we meet next. Do people really want that? I don't think they do. So I'm going to make that motion to extend the time for this meeting by 2 minutes and go to set next meeting date and then adjourn. Well, I just made that motion. Is there any objection to that motion?
Arpo? I'm sorry, I lost my phone. That's why I'm back. Okay, so 2 minutes?
You're back.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Okay. Well, all right. The motion is to extend the time for the meeting by 2 minutes. Go to set next meeting date and adjourn. Is there any objection to that? Hearing none. That has passed.
Chairman, I be recognized, James.
21:40, and we are going to set next meeting date right now.
Chairman, I be recognized, James.
Well, not now. Let me do this.
Go for it, Uncle.
I got to... Oh, God.
September.
21st
is open.
Okay. Okay, so it's 21:40, Mr. Timekeeper. So we have 2 minutes.
Okay.
I'll say, set next meeting date. I would say Bertold can have it in, I would say, either the 31st or the 7th. I would prefer the 7th because I want to be doing stuff on the 31st. But let's do it fast. I'll make a motion for the 7th. If somebody wants to make it for the 31st, we'll do
the
usual stuff.
September 7th.
September 7th.
Yes, the motion is to meet on September 7th at 7 p.m. as usual. Okay, does anybody want to make a motion that we'll meet on the 31st?
The 31st. What, the LSB has to meet? NETA may be leaving at the end of September. What are we doing?
Okay.
Good question.
Okay, the motion is to meet on the 7th of September. So that we can actually get
to... And my motion is to meet on the 31st, so we can actually try to get
this done.
Okay.
Is that August 31st?
Yes.
Okay. We'll see if that could work. All right, so we have these two motions on the floor. We have a main motion to meet on September 7th and a motion to an amendment to make it the 31st. I don't know that we're going to get stuff in time for that, but okay. Is there any debate? Hearing none. Let's go right to it. The first is the amendment to make it the 31st. Is there any objection to making it the 31st?
I object.
Okay. All right, so there's a motion to make the meeting... to make the meeting 8:31. Okay, there's an objection to that. So, please answer up when you hear your name, Jack DePalma.
I'm not sure. I'm going to pass.
Okay, the motion is to meet on the 31st. That's the amendment. The main motion is the 7th. So right now, we're voting on whether or not to meet on August 31st.
I say
so
no.
You're still
this
passing?
Jack DePalma. That's no.
No. Jim Dingman.
No.
Anita Hawkins. William Heerwagon.
Yes.
William Heerwagon. No reply. John Hoffman.
Yes, I said yes.
Is that
John?
Heerwagon, is that you?
No, that's not me. That's William Heerwagon. Who are you?
Heerwagon, we can hardly hear you. How do you vote?
I said yes.
Okay, we didn't
I don't know
hear
why
that.
You can
John Hoffman.
I say yes.
Noel Jameson.
No.
Pat Logan. R. Paul Martin. No. Mario Mastrandrea. Matt Mazza.
No.
Carolyn McIntyre.
No.
Daryl McPherson.
No.
Bertold Reimers. Bertold. Okay. Serene Roberts.
Yes.
James Sagerton.
No.
Jeffrey Stern.
No.
Neil Voss.
Abstain.
Michael D.D. White.
No.
M.K. Williams.
No.
Adriana Kasanov.
Abstain.
Abstain. All right, going back. Oh, hold on a second. I can't hear for a second. Okay, now I can hear again. All right, going back. Anita Hawkins. Pat Logan is in here. Mario Mastrandrea. Bertold Reimers. Bertold? No reply. And that's that. 3-4, 11 against. So that one fails. Okay. So we're back to meeting at September 7th. Is there any objection to meeting on September 7th? Hearing none. We are meeting on September 7th. And as per the motion in the past, we are now, this meeting is now adjourned.
Chairman, be recognized.
Well, the meeting's over. What do you want to say?
I just want to make a point of personal privilege very briefly.
Yeah.
My name was mentioned previously in connection with a motion from the audit committee to the PNB. I want Adriana Kasanave to know that motion did go to the PNB. It was ruled out of order. I don't remember the details at the moment, but it was ruled out of order.
Anyway, so this meeting is adjourned. Thank you all, and we'll see you on September 7th.
Right, thanks, Paul.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Thank you.
Thank you. Good night.
Okay. Right.
Good night, all.
Okay. 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 Okay.